Chacham Avadia and Rav Yashav used to sit on the same Beit Din together, and they noticed how every short period of time, every few months or whatever it was, the same Avreich would show up to the Beit Din, and he would present each of the Dayanim with a brand new Sefer that he put out. After a while, Rav Avadia remarked, "How is it that I spend so much time, energy, amelut, iyun, to learn and learn and learn, and then to finally put right one teshuvah takes forever? So much effort, and after a number of teshuvot, it becomes a sefer after a long period of time. And this avrech, kacha, every few months has another sefer. What's going on?" Rav Yashiv responded that it's true. Having a child takes a long time. Pregnancy is not a 1, 2, 3 process. It takes many months, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of doctor's visits, and whatever it is. And it's not a simple thing. But for a chicken lays eggs every day. It's not a big deal. So the point is that the Torah is niknet, not with speedy, quick learning and writing, but with binat halev. A person has to learn Torah slowly and patiently, making sure he truly understands what he's learning before he moves on. That's called Binat Halev. It's the fourth of the Kinyane Torah. That it's not just about saying the words with our lips. We have to say them with our hearts. We have to inscribe them on our hearts. Kotvim aluach libecha, Shlomo HaMelech says. We have to inscribe them on our hearts and understand them and what comes out from them. Lahavin davar mitoch davar is Bina. And when we understand that, it enables a more informed observance of mitzvot. The Bina that we have enables us to perform the mitzvot, observe them even better than we could before. Chacham Avadia used to lament people who finish Shas every year. Because how much time are they truly spending to understand what they're learning? Rav Avadia says, "I only remember what I learned so well, not because I have a potion or a phenomenal memory, but because I learned well. I paid attention, I understood what I was learning the first time. And I only moved on when I really understood it. There are no skilot. A person has to have sivarot yisharot and understanding." He says, "You should look at Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's svarim." He had a kesher with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. He has a derech yisharah and sivarot yisharot that a person can truly understand the Torah. And when one learns Torah bevina talev with understanding and arichat svataim, enunciating the words, piv libo shavin, so then he'll really remember the Torah that he's learning. Rabotai, it's Parashat Tazria. Next week is Parashat Mitzora. These are not easy parashiyot. It's very easy to shenai mikra v'chad targum these parashiyot and not pay attention to what we're learning. But if we have the time now, maybe we should make sure at least we pick the first aliyah and understand that one, pasuk achar pasuk, rashi achar rashi, and to do our best to understand the Torah bevinat halev. And v'mherav yameinu, the halachot will be relevant once again. Tuman ta'ara, shivana v'et hamikdash, v'mherav yameinu.